KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Iowa's top academic students have been chosen for the 2020 Governor's Scholar Program. The Governor's Office, the Iowa High School Athletic Association, and its title sponsor, the Iowa Farm Bureau, presenting the recognition, which began in 2003. The 425 seniors being honored were selected by their high schools as the highest academic achievers. All students will receive a recognition plaque and certificate to commemorate the achievement. The in-person ceremony for this year was canceled due to COVID-19 and the ongoing guidelines concerning public gatherings. The recognition plaques and certificates are being sent to their home address this week. In addition to being recognized as the state's brightest students, more than 99% of the group participate in school activities as well. More than 60% plan to pursue their post-secondary education in Iowa. Among the local scholars on that list, Bryce Littler of ACGC, Caitlin Hendrickson of AHSTW, Evan Brummer of Atlantic, Bree Andreessen of Audubon, Benjamin Tibkin of CAM, Cammie Waymeyer of Exira EHK, Cameron Howell of Griswold, Harlan Lucy Borkowski at IKM Manning, Will Jorgensen, Violet Lapke of Logan Magnolia, Emma Annenson of Missouri Valley, Reagan Weinheimer of Nottoway Valley, Sophia Walker of Red Oak, Southwest Valley's Adam Harris, Stanton's Easton Haltman, Clarissa Weitzel of Trainer, Tri-Center's Amanda Brick, and Underwood's Zachary Teton were among those local scholars that were honored. Well, in racing news, Brad Keselowski has won the pole for Sunday's race at Darlington Raceway without burning an ounce of fuel. The Team Penske driver watched NASCAR's chief scorer, Kyle McKinney, finally pluck the number one ball out of a random draw, giving the 2012 series champion the top starting position when the Cup season resumes. Keselowski will be joined in the front row by Alex Bowman of Hendrick Motorsports. Matt DiBenedetto, Kyle Busch, and Eric Almirola close out the top five starting spots. Series officials split the drivers into three groups of 12 based on points, filling spots 1 through 12, 13 through 24, and 25 through 36 with a random draw. It'll be a summer in the South for NASCAR. The Stock Car Series says it will stick to Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia, Florida, and Alabama for June races, all without fans. NASCAR has now set plans for 20 races, including 9 in the Elite Cup Series. It's coming back after being shut down for more than 2 months by the pandemic. The Cup Series resumes this Sunday at Darlington Raceway and runs 4 times in 11 days at the South Carolina track and at the Charlotte Motor Speedway in North Carolina. Then NASCAR will go to Bristol, Martinsville, Atlanta, Homestead, and Talladega. Also in coronavirus news, the Cincinnati Reds are laying off less than 25% of their staff and reducing pay for others on June 1st in response to the pandemic. Cincinnati was among the majority of teams that committed to paying full-time employees through May. That move comes a day after the Associated Press was told the Miami Marlins are furloughing 90 to 100 baseball operations employees beginning June 1st. The PGA Tour Champions has decided to combine 2020 and 2021 into one season. Tour President Miller Brady says combining two seasons into one is the best solution. The 50 and older circuit already has canceled 8 tournaments because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The tour is scheduled to resume with the Ally Challenge in Michigan on July 31st. That would be the first of 13 events remaining this year, barring any delays. The PGA Tour Champions already has lost 2 majors, the U.S. Senior Open and the Senior PGA Championship, and they're waiting to hear the fate of the British Senior Open. NBC's on-air sports personalities are taking a pay cut ranging from 5 to 10% through the rest of the year because of the coronavirus pandemic. NBC Sports Group President Pete Bavacqua says the pay cuts are voluntary. NBC Universal executives are taking 20% pay cuts, and those making more than $100,000 are seeing a 3% salary reduction. ACC Commissioner John Swofford says the league expects to distribute 98% of its projected revenues to member schools for this school year, despite the shutdown of college sports amid the coronavirus pandemic. The NCAA announced in March that it would distribute $225 million in June to 350 Division I schools after the cancellation of its men's basketball tournament. That's much less than the original plan of $600 million. But Swofford said the league has offset some losses in savings for canceled championship events, as well as less travel and other expenses. West Virginia University President E. Gordon G. is vowing that the Mountaineers will play football this fall. Despite uncertainty around the coronavirus pandemic, all Big 12 schools, including West Virginia, plan to open campuses for the fall semester, a key step toward launching fall sports. G. joked in a radio interview that he would suit up if it meant the Mountaineers would play. The IOC has set aside $800 million for loans and payments arising from the pandemic that forced the 2020 Tokyo Olympics to be postponed. It's still unclear how big the total postponement bill will be, with the Olympic organizers and public authorities in Japan facing extra costs estimated to run into billions for the one-year postponement. A sum of $150 million is for loans to sports governing bodies and more than 200 eligible National Olympic committees. The IOC is working on how to allocate the other $650 million. In baseball news, Bob Watson, a two-time All-Star as a player who later became the first black general manager to win a World Series with the New York Yankees in 1996, has died. He was 74 years old. The Houston Astros, for whom Watson played his first 14 major league seasons, announced the death Thursday night. Watson's son Keith said he died from kidney disease. Watson was nicknamed the Bull and made the All-Star team in 1973 and 75. He hit over 300 four times and drove in at least 100 runs twice in his career. He also holds the distinction of scoring the 1,000,000th run in Major League Baseball history. Major League Baseball players want to look at the owner's books. A person familiar with the request told Associated Press that lawyers for the Baseball Players Union asked MLB to submit a slew of financial documents that detail the industry's finances. Baseball owners on Monday approved a proposal that could lead to the coronavirus-delayed season starting around the 4th of July, with a regular season schedule of about 82 games. Owners also gave the go-ahead to propose basing players' salaries on a 50-50 revenue split, which the union says is a salary cap and a framework that players will never accept. The type of financial disclosure the union asked for is more common during overall collective bargaining talks. Commissioner Rob Manfred is confident of reaching a deal with players. He also said on Thursday he's hopeful the season can begin, saying they are making plans to play in empty ballparks. A former Cy Young Award winner is balking. Tampa Bay Rays ace Blake Snell says he won't take the mound this year if his pay is cut further. He also has health concerns as Major League Baseball tries to salvage a season that's been delayed by the coronavirus pandemic. Snell, who says he should receive the money he signed for and not 50% because the season is being cut in half, Snell would get $34,210 for each day of the schedule under the March 26th agreement between Major League Baseball and the Players Association. Snell was slated to make $7 million this season, part of a five-year $50 million deal that he accepted in February of 2019. Snell won the American League Cy Young Award in 2018 after going 21-5 with a circuit-leading 186 earned run average. Injuries limited him to 23 starts last year as he went 6-8 with a 429 earned run average. Former Major League manager and infielder Art Howe is in intensive care in Houston in a hospital with the coronavirus. The 73-year-old Howe confirmed to a Houston television station Thursday night that he's been dealing with the illness since first feeling symptoms of COVID-19 on May 3rd. Howe is best known as the manager of the Moneyball Oakland Athletics playoff teams in the late 1990s and the early 2000s, winning 600 games over seven seasons. He also managed the Astros and the Mets before ending his managerial career with a mark of 1,129 wins and 1,137 losses. Authorities say police in South Florida are trying to find New York Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker and Seattle Seahawks cornerback Quentin Dunbar after multiple witnesses accused them of an armed robbery at a party. Miramar police issued arrest warrants for both of those men on Thursday on four counts each of armed robbery with a firearm. Baker faces an additional four counts of aggravated assault with a firearm. The warrant says Baker and Dunbar were attending a cookout at a Miramar home Wednesday night when a fight broke out, causing Baker to pull out a handgun. FIBA says the final four men's basketball spots in the 12-nation field for the Tokyo Olympics will be decided next summer. FIBA has pushed back the dates for the four remaining qualifying tournaments to June 29th through July 4th of 2021, meaning they would end 19 days before the rescheduled start of the delayed Tokyo Olympics. It does remain unclear, though, if those final spots will be earned while an NBA season is happening or if NBA players will be able to take part. And the PGA Championship will return to Quail Hollow Club in Charlotte, North Carolina in May of 2025. Quail Hollow hosted the PGA Championship in 2017 when a 24-year-old Justin Thomas defeated Francesco Molinari, Louis Oosthuizen, and Patrick Reed by two shots to claim his first major championship. PGA officials raved about the 2017 event and strongly hinted at the time that they'd like to see the PGA Championship return to Charlotte due to strong attendance numbers. This year's PGA Championship was rescheduled for August 3rd through the 9th at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco because of the pandemic. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.